The Voice of Death, a fairy tale from Romania. Once upon a time, there lived a man whose one wish and prayer was to get rich. Day and night, he thought of nothing else, and at last his prayers were answered, and he became very wealthy. Now, being so rich and having so much to lose, he felt that it would be a terrible thing to die and leave all his possessions behind. So he made up his mind to set out in search of a land where there was no death. He got ready for his journey, took leave of his wife, and started. Whenever he came to a new country, the first question that he asked was whether the people had all died in that land. And when he heard that they did, he set out again on his quest. At last he reached a country where he was told that the people did not even know the meaning of the word death. Our traveler was delighted to hear this and said, "But surely there are a great number of people in your land, if no one ever dies." "No," replied they, "there are not great numbers, for you see, from time to time a voice is heard calling, first one, then another, and whoever hears that voice gets up and goes away and is never heard from again." "And do they see the person who is calling them?" he asked, "or do they only hear his voice?" "They both see and hear them," was the answer. Well, the man was amazed when he heard that the people were stupid enough to follow the voice, though they knew that if they did, when it called, they would never return. And he went back to his own home and got all his possessions together and took his wife and family and set out for the place where people did not die, but where instead they heard a voice calling to them, which they followed all into a land from which they never returned. He had made up his own mind that when or if any of his family heard that voice, they would pay no heed to it, however loudly it called. After he had settled down in his new home and had got everything ordered about him, he warned his wife and family that unless they wanted to die, they must on no account listen to the voice which they might hear calling them someday. For some years, everything went well with him, and they all lived happily in their new home. But one day, while they were all sitting down together around the supper table, his wife suddenly started up, exclaimed with a loud voice, "I'm coming! I'm coming!" And she began to look around the room for her fur coat. But her husband jumped up and took firm hold of her by the hand and reproached her, saying, "Don't you remember what I told you? Stay where you are unless you wish to die." "But don't you hear the voice calling me?" she answered. "I am merely going to see why I am wanted. I shall come back directly." So she fought and struggled to get away and to go where the voice summoned her. But her husband would not let her go and had all the doors of the house shut and bolted. When she saw he had done this, she said, "Very well, dear husband, I shall do what you wish and remain where I am." Her husband believed her and believed she thought the better of it, and that the mad impulse to obey the voice had vanished. But a few minutes later, she made a sudden dash for one of the doors, opened it, and darted out, followed by her husband. He caught her by the fur coat and begged her not to go, for if she did, she would certainly never return. His wife said nothing, but let her arms fall backwards, and suddenly, bending forward herself, she slipped out of her coat, leaving it in her husband's hands. The poor man seemed turned to stone as he gazed after her hurrying away from him, and all the while she was calling at the top of her voice as she ran, "I'm coming, I'm coming!" When she was quite out of sight, her husband recovered his wits and went back into his house murmuring, "If she is so foolish as to wish to die, I cannot help it. I warned and implored her to pay no heed to that voice, however loudly it might call." Well, days and weeks and months and years passed, and nothing happened to disturb the peace of the household. But one day the man was at the barber's as usual, being shaved. The shop was full of people, and his chin had just been covered with the lather of soap when suddenly, starting up from his chair, he called out in a loud voice, "I won't come, do you hear? I won't come." The barber and the other people in the shop listened to him with amazement, but again looking towards the door, he exclaimed, "I tell you once and for all, I don't mean to come, so go away." A few minutes later, he called out again, "Go away, I tell you, or it will be worse for you. You may call as much as you like, but you will never get me to come." And he got so angry that you might have thought that someone was actually standing in the door tormenting him. At last, he jumped up and caught the razor out of the barber's hand, exclaiming, "Give me that razor. I shall teach him to let people alone in the future." As he rushed out of the barber's shop, as if he were running after someone no one else saw, the barber was determined not to lose his razor and pursued the man, and they both continued running at full speed till they got well out of town, when all of a sudden the man fell all head first into a precipice.